This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by the Lucas County Health Center, Pella Corporation, Crossroads of Pella, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, and Knoxville Farm and Home. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Mon and Seedster Meyer and Nickel, Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Raceway, Kevin Wadley CPA in Knoxville, and Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
They say the eye is the window to the soul. It's also a window into our general health. In the third part of a special 10-part in-depth series on health and wealth, let's go in-depth with Dr. Jason Mosdam with Eye Health Solutions, Knoxville. Well, Jason, the eye is just a miraculous kind of structure, isn't it?
It certainly is. Yeah, I'm a little biased, of course, but yes, we think it's a pretty amazing organ.
So. We sort of take it for granted, right?
We do. It's one of those things that, you know, you really don't appreciate. Hopefully no one ever has to lose it, but if you do, you know, that's an awful thing. And one of the things that we'll hear, and this has certainly even been studied, you know, one of the senses, when we look at all our different senses, you know, the one that's most scary, you know, to lose, that consistently ranks at the top of surveys when we ask people that question, is vision. And it's something I hear every day. They're like, well, I think I could live without a right arm before I could live without my eyes, you know, those kinds of things. And so protecting that, you know, obviously is what we do and is very important.
Well, now, one of the reasons that people come in is we want to be able to see well, and there are a variety of options for us on that. But you've told me in the past that you can, there are some indicators about, you know, different aspects of our health that you can determine by looking at the eye.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the big things, you know, for even somebody that sees well, you know, and has perfect vision, you know, is to make sure that everything is good inside the eye. As I tell my patients, I'm like, we're not just concerned about next week, but we're concerned about 5 years from now or 10 years from now to make sure that you continue to see well. And the eye is the only organ in the body where we can directly look at both nerve tissue and blood vessels without cutting you open. So to learn a lot about the cardiovascular system and also learn a little bit about what's going on neurologically, we can do that by looking into the eye, and it gives us a window. You know, the old adage is the eye is a window in the soul. In this case, you know, there's certainly some truth, and it's a window into the body and gives us a glimpse of what's going on elsewhere.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Leighton State Bank, CrossFit Turnup at KNX Fitness and Training, the Knoxville Recreation Center, and the Pleasantville Clinic and E.J. McKeever Clinic in Melcher. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Eye Health Solutions, Medicap Pharmacy in Knoxville, Best of Times, Central College, and Pella Regional Health Center.
I continued my conversation about eye health with Dr. Jason Mosdam with Eye Health Solutions in Knoxville. Well, what can you see?
Well, the big one, of course, that we see and we have discussions daily with patients is diabetes. You know, diabetes, you know, as most folks realize, is certainly a problem. You know, we're about one in three over the age of 65 are currently diabetic, and we're rapidly on our way approaching to 50%, you know, of that population becoming diabetic. Diabetes can cause leaking and damage to the blood vessels in the back of the eye, and we can see that when we look in there. And of course, if it's happening in the eye, pretty good chance it's happened in other places. And so what we see going into the eye will also relate to, you know, the other parts of the body. So diabetes is certainly You know, the big one, you know, that gets discussed a lot and that we see more, but certainly high blood pressure, cholesterol deposits inside blood vessels, neurologic disease from things such as MS, other types of inflammatory diseases, strokes, you know, ischemic events, that stuff will show up in eyes. And we can see that stuff when we look in there.
Is it something that you can see is already happening, or is there any chance of getting ahead of any of these diseases that you're talking about?
Yeah, in some cases, depending on when we catch it, we can see some of those early signs, you know, before they have problems elsewhere. You know, obviously we're partial to eyes, but, you know, brains and hearts, you know, are even more important, arguably, you know, than your eyes at that point. And so things that we see going on in the eye, we don't want to lead to heart attack or stroke or some more, you know, other serious health outcomes. You know, if someone's diabetic, sometimes we'll catch it pretty early. Sometimes they've been running around for a year or two. It kind of depends on where they're at on that scale or how far along they are. So a little bit of both is the best answer to that question. Sometimes we'll catch it before they notice it elsewhere, and sometimes they've been running around for a year or two, you know, before we catch it.
How would you approach that? Would you say, I'm looking at your eye and I'm seeing this, that, and the other, and have you talked to your doctor about potentially you might have diabetes? Would you say it that way?
Yeah, that'll be the case. We'll certainly want to get them back to their primary care doctor, you know, is who's going to be the person kind of leading the charge on that. You know, if they haven't seen one, sometimes we'll order a blood sugar, you know, just ourselves and get that results to their primary care doc so they can get worked up. But yeah, obviously getting them back to their family doc and, you know, getting that addressed is the priority there so they can get those if we're suspicious about things. So.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Anytime Fitness in Pella, Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Van Tassel, the Pella Indoor Pool, Twin Cedars School District, and Columbia Store and Tire. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Edward Jones Financial Advisor Justin Madsen, DMAC in Ankeny, Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, Katie Didd's General Store, and Great Western Bank in Sully. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation about eye health with Dr. Jason Mosdam with Eye Health Solutions in Knoxville.
Have you ever suggested somebody go see their primary care physician because of something you see and then they come back and say, sure enough, you were right?
Yeah, that definitely happens, you know, on that. That's a case where I'm okay being wrong. You know, if everything comes out being good, you know, that's fine. We just want to make sure. But yeah, that certainly happens in most cases where we do find that there was something going on, whether they were diabetic. Or sometimes maybe they had to make an adjustment to their medicines because their blood pressure was running too high, which is another reason we screen, you know, your blood pressure when you come into the office, is we want to check that and make sure for those exact same reasons. So,
you mentioned stroke. You can't say, hey, Bob, it looks like you're ready for a stroke, or can you?
In some cases, we can. Yeah, we can certainly determine if you're going to be at risk based on the appearance of those blood vessels in the back of the eye. So if we see those blood vessels being distorted, having some leakage, you know, color changes, shape changes to those vessels, I promise you that's happening not only in your eye, but it's happening in your brain. And that's what leads to stroke and cardiovascular accidents and disease.
And so how are you going to tell me that?
Pretty much how I just said it, yeah.
You're just
I'm going to say, Bob, yeah, other people might have a better way to do that than I do. I'm maybe a little bit more matter of fact, but the way we'd certainly want to present that to the patient is, hey, we're concerned about the appearance of some of these blood vessels. If we see it in the eye, it can be happening elsewhere, and then that can increase your risk of stroke or heart attack. So we want you to go get with your family doc and work on some of these risk factors, and certainly diet and lifestyle plays a big role, you know, in that. So the good news about some of this stuff is sometimes these are things folks can kind of work with their doc and their healthcare team to improve, maybe without medicines, you know, if they're motivated and can make those changes.
Yeah, and without the stroke.
Yeah, exactly. That's the big thing. Yeah, or at least get on medicine, you know, short term to mitigate that risk until they can get some things cleaned up long term. So.
Well, if you told me that, I'd be pretty darn grateful. you must get a positive response when you say something like that to a patient.
Yeah, and that's always nice to hear. You know, again, we'd rather not have that discussion and have everybody healthy, of course, but certainly if you can catch something early, you feel good about being able to intervene and, you know, stop something before anything bad happens. Not just vision-wise, but also to their health.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Iowa Dermatology with Dr. Jennifer Palmer and Jordan Greiner, Jill Veenstra, Prudential First Appella Realty, The Sweet Leaf, Subway of Pella and Monroe, Benz & Sons Tree Service, and Summit Realty. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com. In the radio audio media player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Solar Drops Vapor Company in Pleasantville, Pleasant Care Living Center in Pleasantville, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Jim Hicks and Barry Griffith, Groenwald Chiropractic, and People's Bank.
I continued my conversation about eye health with Dr. Jason Mosdam with Eye Health Solutions in Knoxville.
And so I presume you're also talking about when the condition of the blood vessels, there's also indications for potential heart attacks.
Yeah, it really follows along those same lines. I mean, they're going to have a lot of the same risk factors. So high blood pressure, elevated blood glucose, blood lipids or cholesterol numbers that are out of whack, those things are all going to increase risk of cardiovascular disease, not just in the eye, but also in the heart, kidneys, brain, those areas, which can again lead to heart attack, stroke, kidney disease. Non-alcoholic fatty liver is another kind of disease process that we're seeing more and more of, which doesn't relate directly to eye care, but certainly ties back into some of these conditions.
Is this something that people in your profession have been able to do for a long time, or is this because of advances in technology, or what?
A little bit of both. I mean, we've always done this, so this isn't any different than I've started in practice. I would say some of our cameras and imaging equipment are much, much better than what they were a decade ago, so it allows us to look at things in greater detail. You know, and that's certainly been helpful as far as figuring these things out, and certainly advancements in medicine from on the family practice side as far as what they can do with lab measurements and different medications that they have available is really improved things for patients. So, but as far as seeing into the eye, we've always been able to. I think one of the things that's changed is, quite frankly, we just have a lot more folks out there that are fighting some of this stuff. We've seen those rates of diabetes and hypertension really elevate in the last 10 or 15 years, and so we're seeing much, much more of it, so it becomes a much bigger player in our day-to-day operations.
Is it important to share some of your medical history for the patient, too? Like, for example, my grandma had diabetes and my grandpa had a stroke. Is it important for you to know that?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we ask for copies. We want to see the medicines that people are on when they come in. We want to know that family history. And that stuff's important, not just for me, but, you know, for any healthcare provider that somebody would see. Because that family history, you're not doomed to your family history. But it's a risk factor. So if mom and dad were both diabetic, you probably have that genetic tendency to head that direction. So you can make those changes maybe to head that off at the pass. So again, just because you have it in a family doesn't mean that you're doomed to have that, nor is it a guarantee just because mom and dad had diabetes that you won't get it or didn't have it. So it works both ways. But that family history is important because that's part of your overall health picture. It figures into those risk factors that we look at.
How often do you see diseases that are specific to the eye? Does that happen very often?
Well, that's a daily occurrence, you know,
really?
For us. Yeah. And those things we talk more specifically, probably the big three there are, of course, cataracts, which a lot of the listeners will be familiar with, glaucoma, which is an increase in pressure in the eye, and then macular degeneration, you know, and those three are all specific to the eye alone. And that's for us here, that's a daily something that we see daily. The other thing that we'll see that ties into systemic health a lot that I didn't mention earlier that certainly has been a bigger and bigger part of the practice over the last few years is dryness of the eye. from medications that people take, environment, staring at computer screens all day. So we're seeing more and more people with burny, scratchy, irritated eyes, vision that comes and goes, eyes that are red, rough feeling at the end of the day. People will often complain that it feels like somebody put sand in their eye. And I think that's maybe, again, more of a product of modern society with all our computer use and screen time. And when we're not looking at a computer screen, we're looking at a little 4 or 5 inch glowing rectangle, checking a Facebook feed. And so we're just have these things in front of us all the time. And, you know, it creates issues on the visual system as far as dryness and strain and those types of things.
Well, as people come into the new year, what should they be thinking about with respect to their eye health?
The best thing that you can do as far as eye health, I mean, obviously we want folks to get in and get it checked every so often. You know, we recommend yearly just to make sure that everything is good internally. But really the things that you do that keep yourself healthy, diet being first and foremost on that list, certainly getting outdoors some, getting a little exercise, you know, mitigating stress, all those things that sound easy and great but are hard to do in practice. The things that you can do that are healthy for your body are certainly going to benefit the eyes. So there's nothing specific we necessarily have to do just for the eye. We just need to have better health habits in general, and the eyes will certainly come along for the ride and benefit from that.
Thanks to Dr. Jason Mosdam for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.